He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Gadget Professor. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. You know, we're going to be on episode 97 now. We're almost going to be 100 episodes. We have to figure out some kind of a party or celebration that we'll have to have for our 100th episode of the Gadget Professor. Almost 2 years we've been doing this. So if you're new to the Gadget Professor, welcome. I'm so happy that you have decided to watch the Gadget Professor. This is a family-free environment, and hopefully every Thursday evening we bring you some technical information that you will find useful. We do a review of a gadget that you will find useful. We have some free software, some free apps, stuff that you will find useful in your daily life, I hope. And we bring you some of my sarcastic humor, which I hope you enjoy that too. The easiest way to get to the Gadget Professor really is thegadgetprofessor.com. That would be my homepage. If you'd like to subscribe to the show, and I would advise that you do that, it's totally free. All you need to do is go to thegadgetprofessor.com. You'll see a brown box on there, and we're about the fifth one down. Click the Gadget Professor, and you will be subscribed to our RSS feed. And that's a good thing. Also, as you look at the Gadget Professor each week, we talk about the show and some of the things that we do. You'll want to subscribe to the show notes. You'll see that there also. And just click that. And by subscribing to the show notes every Thursday, you are going to get automatically sent to your inbox the show notes, which essentially is a hot link to everything that we've discussed in the prior show. So as soon as the show is posted Thursday night, you will get the email saying the Gadget Professor show is ready for viewing, show 97, and then you'll have everything that we discuss, so that makes it nice and easy. And of course, you can email me with all your problems, your trials, your tribulations, and I will be very happy to answer. I do answer all my email. It's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I would love to hear from you. If you would like to follow me on Twitter, it is @gadgetprofessor. And I tweet, I don't know how many times a day, quite a bit, probably 20 to 30 times a day with all kinds of new gadgets, all kinds of new technology, totally free. And for those people who really want to get a graphical interface, a nice graphical interface of what I talk about every day, multiple times a day, I would suggest following me on Rebel Mouse. It's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. That will be in the show notes. I like Tumblr. We'll get into that later, maybe next episode. But right now, I'm loving Rebel Mouse. This actually takes all my tweets and puts pictures against them and content, so you could actually see what's going on hour by hour in the technology department. I talk about here's new hard drives, a new type of remote control car, what's going on with Chrome, a new Samsung handset, a new Pentax K30 review of a new digital camera. So there's all kinds of things. Live blog, Samsung's Galaxy S4. That's the new phone they're coming out with. And one of the things I might tell my audience, and you probably will realize that if you're following the Gadget Professor, is anytime you're wondering if a new model is going to come out, you wait till the Gadget Professor makes a buy. And as we know, I just bought the Galaxy Samsung 3, and I was very excited. I don't think I've had that phone 3 months, and guess what? They're coming out with the 4 already. So, I still like my 3. We'll see what the 4 looks like. I'm not going to be changing it anytime soon, and Verizon has made sure of that because they've locked me in for 2 years before they'll give me an upgrade, but you know how I feel about that. So let's move right along. We talked a little bit about Rebel Mouse, and today we are going to start this show off with a sad note, folks, but I have to be honest with my audience. Pogo Plug. Pogo Plug, I think, was the first or second show that I ever did on the Gadget Professor, one of my all-time favorite gadgets. I am very unhappy to report to you that I have taken it off my recommend list and my buy list for a variety of reasons. The main thing that Pogo Plug did when it first came out, it has allowed you a way to have your own cloud, if you will, your own storage drive that you can access anywhere in the world through the internet, and you can share files, you can look at your files, you can stream movies, you can do whatever you want. It's secure, it's safe, and that was the end of the story. As they grew, they had a Series 1, Series 2, Series 3, they're out now with Series 4. Every time they came up with a new model, they added features, and they also charged for those features and cut features. So things that you were getting for free, you're now paying for. And I could almost live with that. But at this point in time, I've had a couple of my friends try the Pogo plug out, some of them based on the Gadget Professor's recommendation, and quite frankly, it has not lived up to what it's supposed to be. And at this point in time, you can't easily stream a movie, and now they're having you pay for unlimited cloud on a monthly basis, and it's all about the money. And I can live with all that. What I can't live with, and what's the most disappointing thing about Pogo Plug, is they would answer their tech support phone on one, two rings the most, and they knew what they were doing. That's totally gone. They don't answer their phone. They don't call you back till 5 or 6 days later. And when you do finally get someone on the phone, they're very polite. But quite frankly, after you fooled around with the Pogo Plug, you end up knowing more about it than their own technical support people. Now, I know this is a scathing review, but this is the way I feel personally. And I have probably 6 Pogo Plugs that I still use for transferring files and things. But as far as streaming, as far as support anymore, I wouldn't recommend it, nor would I buy their product. So I guess enough said on that. See you later, Pogo Plug. Rolling right along. This was a gadget that I found, or actually noticed, that when I was at CES 2013 in Vegas a couple months ago. This is the coolest damn thing, and it's so simple. This is a case that will enclose your iPad and make it a whole videographer station, if you will. It is an amazing piece of equipment. Here's a couple pictures of it. And essentially, you can see here that you can put a microphone into it. You can have lights on it. It acts as a monitor. It's easy to transport. They make all kinds of accessories. You can add a lens to it. You can add a headset to it. You can add a microphone. It's really a cool piece of machinery, and it sells for about $149. I have to laugh. CNET has it as the manufacturer suggested retail price as being $149, and the lowest price is $199. So it's probably $149, but there's a mistake, and that typo has been there for a while. If you go to thepodcaster.com, they have a bunch of, and I won't run these all, but there's quite a few videos that talk about the Podcaster type of, let's just call it an enclosure. The Podcaster here has the fuzzy on it, and the fuzzy is a fuzzy cloth that they put over microphones, and that cuts down on the wind. So if you've ever seen a fuzzy, that's what it's for, and that's what it looks like. But you can see, you can put additional lenses on there. There's your microphone connector, an XLR plug at that. You can add different types of lenses to give you different apertures, different depths of field. It's pretty cool. So I thought I would point that out as a neat gadget. Now let's get into some cool free stuff. I know you're going to want this. I know you're going to want this, and it's free. Unsubscribe from junk email. Unlister. There's a pro version and there's a free version. You can choose whichever one you want. Unlister mass unscribes annoying junk emails such as newsletters, bulk mailing lists, ads, and other kind of junk. Simply scan the junk email senders you wish to keep and opt out the rest automatically. So you want to check out the app called Unlister. It's available at the App Store, and it is, I think, only at this point in time for the iPhone. So check out Unlister. It's kind of neat. Here is a gadget, if you will, that I haven't spent enough time on. I mentioned it once when we were talking about survival stuff, if you will. But these are very handy to have, and these are two-way radios. And this particular model I like a lot, and it has a good price. It's the GXT 1000VP4. It has up to a 36-mile range. Now, that's not a standard. I mean, you will get up to 36 miles, and a lot of it's line of sight. You may only get a mile. But why would you want one of these? Well, if you're hiking at all, it's, you know, you're hiking with someone, which you should always do. These are great things to have. If you get lost, at least you have communications. Your cell phone doesn't work because you're behind a mountain. The tower won't let you get out. This will. So I think they're a great thing to have if you have kids and you want to keep track of them and you're at the mall. You can buy as many as these as you like, and you all can lock on the same channel, and you can keep it on the standby mode, and anytime someone talks that's on your agreed channel, you will hear them. It comes with all kinds of accessories. It comes with a power pack to recharge the batteries. Rechargeable battery pack is included. It also comes with a headset and a mouthpiece on it and a cigarette lighter to keep things recharged. So they're very versatile. They're a very cool gadget, and I highly recommend them. And God forbid there is an emergency in this country and the phone cell towers are down and there's no power and you can't talk to anybody, if you're in a reasonable up to 36 mile range, at least you have communication with your kids or your parents or whoever it may be. Now, I understand that today people don't live together and they're all over the world for that matter, but if you're in a situation where you have a friend of the family or children or whatever and you want to stay in touch, for the price, these things are very handy to have, and hopefully you'll never have to use them. But you can pick these up for $58.56 on Amazon, and that's for two of them, including the charger and the headsets and so on and so forth. So it's a good deal. I will put that up and reference that on the show notes this week in case you're interested in that. Moving right along, this is something that my cousin Dennis, who's always finding great deals and great stuff, had sent to me this week, and I haven't used it yet. I noticed it was on sale this week at Fry Electronics, and the company's called NetTalk. And the item that my cousin Dennis was particularly interested in was this model called the NetTalk Duo Wi-Fi. And what this is cut the cord, you know how I like to cut the cord, and take your LAN line wherever your wireless internet access is. This includes for $64, $64.95, it includes new call blocking feature, block annoying calls, new caller ID to protect your privacy, 1 year of service is included, 30-day money back guarantee, it's Wi-Fi enabled. You can choose a phone number or keep your own phone number. So that's kind of neat. And if you're contemplating getting rid of your landline, this might be the object for you opposed to Vonage. It's certainly cheaper because this is $64. It was on sale at Fry Electronics, I think this week or last week, for $53. So for $53, you're going to get free local, free long distance calling in the United States and Canada. That's for $64.95, and they're on sale all over the place, as I said, for about $54, $55. So for $55 a year to get free local long distance calling to the United States and Canada, that's a good deal. Supposedly they have live technical support 7 days a week. That is much better than dead technical support. It's a flat rate, ultra low cost for international calling plans. So they do have international plans available that are at a very, you know, pennies a minute, and it's something to look into. You can call free duo to duo calls anywhere in the world. So if I have this device here and I have someone in China, for example, they can talk to me for free because we both have the same piece of equipment. So that's good. Now this plugs directly into your router or your computer, or you will need to have access to wireless internet, obviously. It has caller waiting, caller ID, caller forwarding, three-way calling, conference calling, visual voicemail, enhanced 911, fax friendly, and more. I could probably spend 20 minutes just going over the features. I have not used it yet. There is a place to plug a regular phone in. It also, as I mentioned, is Wi-Fi, and it comes with a cable adapter. I'm assuming that's the Ethernet cord. I may spring and buy one or call the company and ask them to send me one, but it looks pretty cool. I haven't found anybody that's using it yet, but again, my job is to bring you the stuff and you decide whether you like it or not. That one we're not going to get into because that's involved, but this one we are going to get into. This is a really cool photo app, and it's called DigiCam, and DigiCam software is totally free. DigiCam software is essentially a piece of software that's used to browse all your photographs on any platform that you so desire. Windows, Mac, Linux, you name it, DigiCam will work. And it does a lot more than just let you see your photographs. It will let you see what's called raw, it will do raw processing. And if any of our Gadget Professor fans are professional photographers or have a good size digital camera like the Nikon D90 or D7000 or D300 or whatever, or Canon 5D, whatever it may be, you can shoot what's called in the raw mode. And so our Gadget Professor fans all know what I'm talking about. Typically when you shoot in a camera, the small point and shoots, they typically will give you a JPEG. And the JPEG is the file name that's pretty much standard throughout the industry. This RAW file, R-A-W, is a file that's uncompressed, and it gives you a lot more depth to the color, a lot more detail than the JPEG. So a lot of professionals or people who are really in photography would shoot in the RAW format. A lot of browsers, photo browsers, don't let you see the photos at all in the RAW format. You have to have special software that typically you have to pay for. So this will automatically let you see the RAW processing of any of your photographs. It also allows you to export your photos to a lot of different types of free services like Flickr, Facebook, SmugMug. You can automatically click the photos you want and it will upload those directly to those sources. So it does a lot of things. It also supports DLNA, which most of the new TV sets will allow you to accept DLNA files, if you will, circuitry that hook up to each other, so you can actually plug the output of this and watch it over your computer, watch it over your TV set through the DLNA. There are a lot of other things it will do. It will convert black and white. It will do all kinds of changing the color and adjustments, and it's totally free. I would suggest that you take a look at it if you're into photography at all. It's really cool. It's called DigiCam, D-I-G-I-K-A-M, DigiCam. We got a lot of stuff for you today, folks. Letterpop. This is a very simple way people like to create newsletters, and it's as simple as create, publish, and share. This will do it all for you. This will distribute your newsletter through email, through Facebook, through Twitter. It will give you your own RSS feed, and it also allows comments so people can say, I like your newsletter, or I didn't know this, or what about that. So it's a way to keep your friends, family, customers informed, and it will also boost up to, as I said, Facebook, Flickr, and YouTube. So you might want to check this out. It is not free. I'm sorry, this one's not free, but it'll cost you $25 a year. So it's almost free, it's pretty cheap, and it does a lot of things, and it's very simple to use. Now, I know, let's see here, I'm looking for where I put my, I have another site, and here it is here. For those people who don't want to spend any money at all, and that's probably most of my viewers, here is a site that will do your newsletters for free, and it's as good as the one I just showed you. This is called FireDrum. The Gadget Professor has been using this for probably 3 years now. FireDrum has phenomenal tech support. They're based right here in Arizona, but that shouldn't stop you from using them. You can use it for free. You could sign up. They do limit how many people you can send to, and I think, I haven't read it in a while. I think it's 500 people. And again, they have charge services that if you want more people to send it to more people, you can do that. But this gives you the analytics, how many people opened it. It will send it out at a particular time if you want. It has tons and tons of free templates. It's very simple to use, very simple to edit. And even the free service gives you free technical support. They're very nice people. I don't know how they do it, but they're very good at what they do. They do email marketing, web design, search engine marketing. They've really grown in the last year or two, and I highly recommend them, so you want to check that out. That would be at FireDrum. Now, getting back to, look at all the stuff we're getting this week. Come on, you got to love the Gadget Professor. If you love me, like me on Facebook. Facebook, go to the Gadget Professor page at Facebook and just give me a little click like. Anyway, this is a cool piece of software. Again, totally free, folks. Totally free. You can download Speak a Message, free home edition. They also have a pro edition if you'd like to pay for it. But these are the features that are available in both the free edition and the paid for edition. recording and playback of voice messages, add voice comments to your photos, send personalized text and voice greeting cards, add sound and music to your emails, change and automatically create your own skins. Speech recognition automatically converts speech to text. So if you've typed out a letter, we just lost our background, I'm not sure why, but if you type out a letter, and there we go, thank you, Mike. If you type out a letter and run it through Speak a Message Free Home Edition, it will actually convert the text that you've typed and change it into a voice. So that's kind of cool, and that's included in the free edition. It will also automatically upload this stuff to your Facebook wall, so you can put a message, actual voice, on Facebook, and it will email your voice messages and photo messages to friends. Now, on the other side of the coin, if you want to spend $29 and outright buy it, you can record and re-record different parts of the message, comprehensive voice diary function, calendars, photos, blah, 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 auto screenshot, capture part of your thing, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but there are quite a few additional features if you want to purchase it for the total sum of $29. Make it $30 even, $29.99. I found a typo on their website. They've got a comma instead of a pyramid, period, instead of a pyramid. Anyway, so rolling right along, there is more, and we still have a quick gadget to get to. What a show. Here we go, Wise Stamp. Bring life to your email. Promote things you care about. Make better use of your emails. This is a free download for the free basic features. Of course, they have a pro version. But Wise Stamp email apps enables you to bring functionality to every email you send. Check out the apps gallery. Enrich your emails with engaging social and business-oriented email apps. What this will essentially do is, how do I describe this easily? It puts all kinds of stamps on your email and adds all kinds of graphics, if you will. The prices range, if you want to buy it, from $3 to a month, $3 per month up. And it has a lot of features. I'm going to run the video just to kind of show you if it will run.
WiseStamp is your email signature and online personality all rolled into one. WiseStamp email apps add a whole new dimension to your email. You can share your latest web activity in every email you send. The WiseStamp editor allows you to add as much or as little as you want to your email. First, you can add your name and cell number.
So it gives you an automatic signature. It does all kinds of things. It automatically broadcasts it out, similar to the other services. So I'm not going to run the whole video. You get the picture. If you want to check it out, it's called WiseStamp.com, WiseStamp.com. That is, again, totally, totally, totally free. We talked about FireDrum, and now we are going to very quickly go over a gadget of the day. This is made by Seagate, and this is called the Black Armor NAS 110 Drive. And this has been discontinued. And the reason I'm covering it is partially because it's been discontinued. And what that means is they're going to be blowing these out, and you're going to get some good buys on this. Right now at Amazon, this particular drive, it's 2 terabytes. It's an external drive. And this is selling for, where did it go? The price was here 2 seconds ago. Let me backspace and see if we can hit it again. There we go. $272.56. $272.56. And I would bet in the next couple weeks this is going to drop down in price significantly. But what this is it's a Black Armor NAS 110 server. It's attached to your router. It's a network server. It doesn't attach directly to your computer. It's a network server. And this is designed to provide you your own cloud and data backup for up to 10 PCs. This will help protect your data with automatic, full system backup, safety drill, and bare metal recovery software, and powerful hardware-based encryption. One touch, there's a little button on the front, and I think you could see it there. One touch of that button, just touch the button, it will automatically duplicate the files from a USB storage drive, all your hard drives, your digital camera, anything that's connected to that, it will automatically back up. It will stream your media files through the DLNA. We talked about that. So if you have a TV set in your house and you want to stream movies to it, this will do that. It also will run anything that's on iTunes, anywhere in your local network. It functions as an FTP server, which is file transfer protocol. That means you can send and receive files securely with your friends, family, whoever it is that you want. And you can enable remote file access. So if you want to share files with someone, this is already set up and it does it automatically. It's a very good buy and it's an excellent way to back up your files if you don't want to spend money on some of those sources, $5 a month, $10 a month, whatever it is. This will back everything up for you and you'll never fill it up. At least I don't think you'll ever fill it up with backup. And it goes to what's called bare metal. So this will take every single thing, even your operating system, everything that's on your computer, Mac or PC, it will back it up with just by pushing a button. It automatically self-configures. And what's nice about it is you get the Seagate support. They answer their phone pretty much on the first ring, second ring. I talked to them today for 25 minutes on something that I was working on. Their service is fantastic at Seagate. So I highly recommend this product, even though it's been discontinued and they've replaced it with something that costs three or four times that and it still has the same functionality. So if you can find one of these and you want a backup server to store your information, this is the unit that you should go to because it's so simple to do. If you have problems, you can call the folks at Seagate and they will definitely help you. Now, I have very quickly on another browser shown, I'm gonna show you how I actually access that server. So right now I'm in the studio and I have this server actually set up in my home. So I'm gonna sign in with my username and password. That's all ready to go. And this securely signs me in right to that server. And right here you can see that I have a download file, I have a Gadget Professor file, and I have a public file. So I'm just gonna go into download, the download files, that's the section where we're actually going to. And in that you'll see three things, my music, my pictures, my videos. I haven't put anything up that's of any value to anybody at this point. I just did it for a demo. And right now I have a movie there, and if I were to click on this, it would actually stream the movie. So here I am in the studio, which is about 15 minutes from where I live, and I'm able to stream the movie. Now, that said, I'm gonna leave you with one of those cliffhangers before I sign out. I do not recommend this for streaming video. You can do it, but it's painfully slow, as is any device that's not built exclusively for this. Now, the Pogo plug, and I hate to go back to that device, was initially designed to stream movies, and it does sometimes. The service is so bad now, you can't use it. This, don't even try. Don't even try to watch a movie remotely from this. If you want to do that, what I recommend, and I talked a little bit about this last week, and I might touch on it again next week, because I get a fair amount of email every week from people saying, hey, Gadget Professor, I want to stream my movie so I can watch it in the airport, or I can watch it when I'm in my hotel room. I want access to my computer. How do I do that? The Pogo plug used to do that. Today, in my opinion, the best thing out there is called the Plex server, P-L-E-X. I've talked about it maybe two or three times. I'm the Gadget Professor. The software is free, both the server side, and it's also free apps for your cell phones, for your tablets. It works flawlessly. I will give a brief demonstration of it next week because we're running kind of late, and I am going to sign off now. Thank you very much for tuning into the Gadget Professor, and I hope to see everybody next week. So long from the Gadget Professor.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.